Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought, and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God, and I say this to your shame. 1 Corinthians 15:33-34. There was a time in Israel's history when, at her worst, there were between the priests, the leaders of the law, and the prophets, none that consulted with the Lord. If they had, Israel would not have been in the spiritual condition that she was in, and she would not have the wrath of God about to be unleashed on her for her disobedience and open rebellion. Those days that were filled with the woes of Israel, they are now repeating themselves here in the United States. Where once the hearts of people were filled with love and the desire to serve and obey the God of the Bible, we now haven't any leadership that counsels with God. Rather, they seek to make points with the people, hoping to find favor in the little service they do and by that then getting elected in the next cycle. We have few churches that counsel with God or even have understanding of the words of God and their implications as to the truth of His word in our hope of God's salvation plan. Few now are the remnant churches, those who are led by shepherds seeking God's face and hand. These teach the full counsel of God, the promises of blessings and curses, the consequences of not living a blameless life. There are others who will teach all God's doors are open, and they proclaim that message with a cultural image, and with their teachings, they do not prepare the people for God's transformation into a holy life, but they lead those same people to believe that the sinful lives that they live, they are acceptable to God, and they have nothing to fear by rebelling against His word. We have as a nation, as a church, grown fat and sassy, and for generations we have believed ourselves beyond reproach, and that a philosophy didn't work for Israel in the day of Jeremiah, and it isn't going to work for us today. Galatians 5:6 were reminded, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked, and a man reaps what he sows. Today, as in Jeremiah's day, there are those who are all too willing to tell you what you want to hear, and the Bible calls this tickling the ears, where they hide the truth because they have either forgotten the truth themselves, or they have yet to have the truth revealed in them. Their words speak deceit, and the promises that pour forth from their lips, they're not the promises that God has made to His people. And today we accept that politicians will lie to us. And by that we admit that it's not leadership that we seek, but an imaginary friendship. Because after all, friends do take care of friends, don't they? And today we want comfort in all areas of our life where we can make some semblance of a choice. But few know how to make good choices anymore. And there is only an abundance of deceit and lies to base everything on. And there are a multitude of people who are willing to sit at this table and eat what they know in the end will kill them. But they believe that they are the one who will break the glass ceiling. And that these things that Jeremiah speaks of as coming upon the nation of Israel in his day, and that comes like a freight train on a downhill track in ours, that these things could not happen to them. No. Not to them. Today the hands of the righteous are being tied with verbiage by candidates who speak volumes, but when you try to look at the context of what they said, there's nothing there that can be discerned. And in the laws and executive orders being issued today, they use words that mean one thing, but the context of the bill or the order means something entirely different. And by that, the words are twisted and filled with hidden meanings. Do you remember? You will have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And after 14 years, what was in the bill is still not fully known or recognized. They dig pits and snares as one does to set traps in the woods to catch prey. The Psalms gives us much by the way of warning as to those who do this. And today, it is the criminal who is set free, and the eyes of Lady Justice are closed to what can be seen and what is heard. Injustice is being done all in the name of something that does not exist, except in the mind of certain individuals. And they have captured the weak in mind, the weak in heart, and the weak in spirit. They have made prey for themselves those whose lives are empty, and their empty promises they know will fill that void, if only for a short while. With each lie that comes upon the land, great harms to life itself come. For in the land then there is no law, and each man is free to carry his own truth out into the world. It has become then a godless land. The hardest part to watch is the people willing to believe the lies, to give themselves to a cause, to a person, because that person makes them feel good in the heat of the moment. It's just as unbridled passions and sexual immorality. There are consequences that follow those moments of pleasure. We are too quick to forget. And when there is no one with a righteous heart to lead the country, the church, the family, then what will become of them? What has become of us? God gave warning after warning. He made calling after calling to Israel to repent and to return to him, but he would not be heard. There was too much pleasure to be sought, and yet more profit to be made. And when God is not in the lives of the people of a nation, that nation is destined to fall, and her people will be consumed by the world. And only a whisper of her name, a whimpering for what was, and a vague memory of her beauty before she sold herself into prostitution, before she fell into disrepair, and gave worship to false gods who were represented by false prophets proclaiming false hopes and dreams. They knew what they offered was false, and they laughed at how easy it was to fool the people. And so we end up just as we are today. Any change starts with the people of God. And when a nation falls into disarray, it is because God's people did not guard their hearts and their relationship with the Lord was set aside. And so false gods, idols, acceptable sin, half-truths, and the full counsel of God not being spoken. For this God will hold both the shepherds and their flocks accountable for the choices they have made because they acted on their own. They chose to hold to their own interpretation of his word, and they teach and believe a false gospel, one with no real hope in this life or that of eternity. We inherently know right from wrong. And if something has not been acceptable since the beginning of time, how then is it suddenly acceptable in these latter generations? God has changed his mind and accepted it? No. This is what God has to say to the deceivers. Jeremiah 23:10-22. Now for what God says regarding the lying prophets. Can you believe it? A country teeming with adulterers, faithless, promiscuous, idolater, adulterers. They're a curse on the land. The land's a wasteland. Their unfaithfulness is turning the country into a cesspool. Prophets and priests devoted to desecration. They have nothing to do with me as their God. My very own temple, mind you, mud spattered with their crimes. God's decree, but they won't get away with it. They'll find themselves on a slippery slope, careening into the darkness, somersaulting into the pitch black dark. I'll make them pay for their crimes, and it will be the year of doom. Over in Samaria, I saw prophets acting like silly fools. Shocking. They preached using that no good Baal for text. And in today it would be abortion and gender change. They are messing with the minds of my people. And the Jerusalem prophets are even worse. Horrible. Sex driven. Living a lie. Subsidizing a culture of wickedness. And here you can think Planned Parenthood and never giving it a second thought. They're as bad as those wretches in old Sodom and the degenerates of old Gomorrah, same-sex marriage and relationships. So here's the message to the prophets from God of the angel armies. I'll cook them a supper of maggoty meat with after-dinner drinks of strychnine. The Jerusalem prophets are all behind this, the church's silence. They're the cause of the godlessness polluting this country. Don't listen to the sermons of the prophets. It's all hot air, lies, lies, and more lies. They make it all up. Not a word they speak comes from me. They preach their everything will turn out fine sermon to congregations with no taste for God. And their nothing bad will ever happen to you sermon to people who are set in their own ways. Have any of these prophets bothered to meet with me, the true God? Bothered to take in what I have to say? Listen to and then lived out my word? Look out. God's hurricane will be let loose, my hurricane blast, spinning the heads of the wicked like tops. God's raging anger won't let up until I've made a clean sweep, completing the job I began. When the job's done, you'll see that it's been done well. Matthew Henry once said they made themselves believe that there was no harm in sin and practiced accordingly. Then they made others believe so. But the teaching and example of the true prophets led men to repentance, faith, and righteousness, whereas the false prophets led men to rest in forms and notions, untruths, and to be quiet in their sin. Heavenly Father, there are no hills to hide in, no valleys to flee to. Everywhere deception has covered our land, and people are falling away from the truth, your truth. And with that, they lose sight of what is truly important, you.